What's up, guys? Welcome to day 5 of Project Freedom. So Project Freedom is now Project I've gone back to work to a degree. So what's been interesting is that it's the lead generation side of the business that I've got more keenly involved in, the SEO and the PR, as well as the PPC sides of the business are being taken care of. The lead gen business to a degree has also been taken care of in that I have had much, much less involvement, but I've come back in to manage some of the pressing team issues that have come up. And in many respects, the purpose of the week has been delivered in that I asked people to keep detailed notes on things that need to change or improve. And I've already heard quite a lot of the grievances and challenges that relate to teams internally. So, you know, one of the great things that can come of even attempting an exercise like this is that you get to know, well, what are all of the bloody problems? Write them out, note them out, let me know what's going on. And there's been no shortage of complaints that have come in. And yeah, just a lot of them, I think that we've kind of rectified. And that's really the whole purpose of this week. So the next time I go away, it gets better again, better still. And to be honest with you, I've not even heard the entire team-wide grievances. It's more just a case of listening in to some of the people, some of the team leaders have said to me, no, this is a problem, that is a problem. I still await feedback from the SEO, PPC and PR sides of the business when I come back next week. And also the team has been bolstered in terms of strength overall, because we've had basically a couple of my mates come in and get involved when it comes to actually trying to close deals. So Project Freedom has not been Project Freedom, but it has worked its magic. And to that end also, I'm negotiating having my book edited, which is one of the main things I wanted to determine. And I'm on my way right now to meet a chef in 15 minutes. So the main things I wanted to take away from this week away was to get to a place where I could have or figure out what to do with my book. And I'm just in the final stage of negotiations with my book editor about him kind of editing it on my behalf, which I'm definitely going to get done. And then the second element of it is that I am looking, or was looking, to kind of build out other sides of the business to a degree. So Parliament Recruitment, we've got a couple of the main pages done. I've done some of the keyword research, so that site will go live next week. And then, as I said, I'm meeting a chef right now, but I will also try and message or call a bunch of chefs if I can over the weekend, as well as potentially get one or two more salespeople in for new hires. So yeah, Project Freedom has really done what it's meant to do. I've also had the attempted practice of just trying to be away from the business. So, you know, even in not finishing the sprint, there's lots of wins that kind of can come from it. I've got a meditation coach who I've hired as well to work with a couple of times a week. I've got a public speaking coach who I'm going to work with for probably 3 to 4 sessions. So these are all things that have been set up coming into next week. And guys, Project Freedom has really been more about project progress. The truth is, Project Freedom isn't about me being free, because I love what I do, but it's about me having the ability, or having the knowledge that the business, should I step away, could run by itself. So I'm absolutely going to be doing this again. The idea is to come in next week and fix as many damn problems as possible, and see what else ultimately can be done to kind of adjust. You know, one of the things I'm also realizing is that when I come in, there's pressure that's applied and people step their game up. So I do need someone to be that person who comes in and basically gives everybody a bit of a kick up the backside, as you know, the boss is here, if you will, so the expectation's higher. And I think that that's something that I definitely also want to address, that I kind of notice when I come in, just the energy and gusto I bring to it. And, you know, there's just, of course, a bunch of other problems that I need to resolve. Some clients being unhappy with the lack of activity and otherwise, but yeah, for me, Project Freedom should really be called Project Progress, which is probably what I'm going to write in the title for this daily soundbite, I guess, that I'm recording about my journey. And on a separate note, my niece is coming to hang out today with me and my partner. She's 16, so I'm trying to figure out what the hell you do with the, you know, hanging out with your 16-year-old niece. But I'm just happy that I'm blessed to have the opportunity to still hang out with my niece, and that she actually wants to come and hang out, which is damn cool. So yeah, feeling good about that. And that's it for today. Catch you on the next one. See you guys.